I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We've been talking a good deal about what we have a right to expect from people in public life. There's no doubt that we expected a very great deal of baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson, and he delivered. Robinson endured boos, slurs, and death threats after he became the first black man to play in the major leagues. He went on to set an example for what African Americans could achieve on a level playing field. In 1951, Robinson wrote an essay for This I Believe, the radio series hosted by legendary journalist Edward R. Murrow. As Major League Baseball begins its new season, Tell Me More brings you Jackie Robinson's essay for This I Believe.
At the beginning of the World Series of 1947, I experienced a completely new emotion when the national anthem was played. This time, I thought it was being played for me as much as for anyone else. This is organized Major League Baseball, and I am standing here with all the others, and everything that takes place includes me. About a year later, I went to Atlanta, Georgia, to play in an exhibition game. On the field for the first time in Atlanta, there were Negroes and whites, other Negroes besides me, and I thought, what I had always believed has come to be. And what is it that I have always believed? First, that imperfections are human, but that wherever human beings were given room to breathe and time to think, those imperfections would disappear no matter how slowly. I do not believe that we have found or even approached perfection. That is not necessarily in the scheme of human events. Handicaps, stumbling blocks, prejudices, all of these are imperfect. Yet, they have to be reckoned with because they are in the scheme of human events. Whatever obstacles I found made me fight all the harder, but it would have been impossible for me to fight at all except that I was sustained by the personal and deep-rooted belief that my fight had a chance. It had a chance because it took place in a free society. Not once was I forced to face and fight an immovable object. Not once was the situation so cast iron rigid that I had no chance at all. Free minds and human hearts were at work all around me, and so there was a probability of improvement. I look at my children now, and I know that I must still prepare them to meet obstacles and prejudices, but I can tell them, too, that they will never face some of these prejudices because other people have gone before them. And to myself I can say, because progress is inalterable, many of today's dogmas will have vanished by the time they grow into adults. I can say to my children, there is a chance for you, no guarantee, but a chance. And this chance has come to be because there is nothing static with free people. There is no Middle Ages logic so strong that it can stop the human tide from flowing forward. I do not believe that every person in every walk of life can succeed in spite of any handicap. That would be perfection. But I do believe, and with every fiber in me, that what I was able to attain came to be because we put behind us, no matter how slowly, the dogmas of the past, to discover the truth of today and perhaps find the greatness of tomorrow. I believe in the human race. I believe in the warm heart. I believe in man's integrity. I believe in the goodness of a free society. And I believe that the society can remain good only as long as we are willing to fight for it and to fight against whatever imperfections may exist.
That was Jackie Robinson for This I Believe. National Public Radio has been hosting a revival of the series since 2005, and Tell Me More begins airing new essays in May. We'd like to hear about the beliefs that guide your life. To submit your own This I Believe, please go to our website, npr.org/thisibelieve.